This is Sound and Query, the Southern Illinois University Medical Library's podcast. I'm Lydia Howes, your host and one of many friendly librarians here. Tune in for information about SIU Medicine's activities and research, library events and resources, and anything else that we deem interesting. Healthcare is very much a cooperative effort, and at SIU we're currently building collaborations with Springfield area law enforcement. Join us on Tuesday, February 28th at noon in the library's Stevenson Conference Room for a brown bag with members of the local healthcare community, SIU Security, and the Springfield Police Department. Anyone is invited to attend and learn how we can work together to improve our community. Keep listening to hear how Tracy Smith, an assistant professor in SIU's Department of Family and Community Medicine and the Director of Population and Community Health Integration, thinks health and law enforcement are related, and in what ways cooperation and collaboration between these groups will benefit everyone. Welcome, Tracy. Thanks so much for agreeing to talk to us. At the end of the month, the library and you are hosting a brown bag about how the healthcare community, health professionals, and law enforcement and police can work together. How is healthcare and law enforcement related?
Okay, that's a great question because I think many people don't often think about the relationship between the two. But when we really look at health, 60 to 80% of health is affected by where you live, mm-hmm. your income, your food, your environment. And so much of that is also related to safety. And so there's a few directions that law enforcement is related back to healthcare when you think about it. First of all is the safety. If folks don't feel safe, they're very stressed. And we know that stress is not good for your health. So we really need to engage our law enforcement to see how can we make a neighborhood safe? Because with safety increases activity, decreases the stress, it just increases the overall health of folks. Also, many of our police are out there on the street all the time. They are seeing folks. They are, you know, our boots on the ground. And why do we need to recreate outreach workers when we have wonderful law enforcement agents out there who are very interested in the health of individuals and helping people to find safety and work and just stability in their life. And so I think we need to look at how can we better engage the folks who have the same goal for individuals to achieve the optimum place for individuals to live.
So rather than recreating the wheel, use what we already have.
Correct. Yeah. Especially, you know, in a community and in our current state where there is limited resources, both financially and individuals. And so making the best of what we have is really what we need to do. And, you know, when you really think about, we always talk it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I always say it takes a village for people to be healthy, to live in. And we talk about a sense of community, but we've lost our sense of community a lot of times in our current day and age, whether it's because of not feeling safe to go out on the street to talk to your neighbor, to let our kids out to play, whether it's our social media and connecting that way and being texting and all those kind of things. There's lots of reasons people say we don't have a sense of community. But, you know, we need to rebuild that sense of community. And a great resource that we have here in Springfield is our community police officers, our neighborhood police officer force. And they are in our neighborhoods. They're knowing the folks on the street, the kids that are riding their bikes, all those types of things. And what a better group to help bring and create that sense of community that we've lost than our neighborhood police officers.
When did you start thinking that law enforcement and healthcare community needed to start working more closely together? Has this been a long brewing thing or something happened recently?
No, really for many years, I've studied community health, public health, the intersection of public health and also healthcare and environmental living and all those types of things. And no matter where you look, safety is always a key factor. So I've always known that we need to involve law enforcement in the healthcare community. Here in Springfield, probably a lot of this started back when we started doing some clinics for individuals who were homeless. The police officers were really interested that would come to help provide some security. Those evenings would often talk to us. They would often be folks who would reach out to me if they found a person who was homeless and needed some healthcare services. So I think just over the course of almost the 20 years I've been here, the relationship has started to build. And finally, we're like, okay, we really need to make this more formal relationship. And we also need to bring other people to the table and let them know about just how interactive the police force and the officers can be in terms of health.
Like you were saying before, it's two groups with similar interests coming together, and it's been a natural process. Why do you think it is so hard for people to make the connection between healthcare and law enforcement? As we were talking before, you said a lot of people don't correlate it.
You know, I think sometimes we're not really good at sharing the stories of those successful times that folks have come together. We only hear stories about when something's went wrong. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have to get better at telling the stories of happy outcomes of those relationships, I think. You know, also, police officers haven't always been trained in some of the areas related to health. And so we're, as we've seen the years going by, they've had more training in relationship to crisis intervention and into how to address health needs. And I think just even the changing tide of our society, we're looking at more collaborative efforts. In the past, a lot of funding efforts were directed towards groups who stayed in silos. Now you're seeing funding encouraging this collaboration. And so while the collaboration in the past may have been not as much in the forefront, thanks to the way funding agencies are looking at, we're able now to share those stories more and bring them out more into the light for everybody to see.
I'm all for hearing good news instead of the bad news that we get all the time. And what types of stories are you hoping to draw out, and what outcomes are you really looking for in increasing this collaboration and the awareness?
So again, like I had mentioned, you know, police officers are out there on the street. They're running into individuals who are needing assistance. They may be able to connect them to service agencies that can provide services that maybe the individual themselves doesn't know about, as long as we make sure that police officers are educated of what those agencies are and how to connect folks so they can find folks that otherwise can't find services. They also can help to identify individuals who maybe are struggling with mental illness or who they're getting frequent calls to a home for because someone's mentally ill, but isn't connected back into services. And so because those individuals may really trust the police officer and see them as the only individuals that they can call when they're in need of help, the police officers can introduce them to the healthcare setting because they've already established a relationship of trust with them. And so I think there's multiple ways that the police officers can help us. They can help us to see what are some of the gaps out there. You know, if they're seeing a bunch of individuals who are needing transportation out of our area back to a place where they have support, then how do we make those transportation efforts occur? I think there is just a magnitude of things that they can bring to the table that we haven't always had dialogue around.
Can you think of anything that we as the healthcare community can help law enforcement with?
So first of all, making sure that the police officers have someone to contact within the healthcare setting. Oftentimes, it's just like anybody else. If we don't know who to call and we don't make that call right away, then we had this good intention, but it slipped away. And so making sure that there's a contact or resource for police officers in the healthcare community so they can connect with someone right away so we can start a process of assistance. Assisting them with any training that they may need, whether it's in the mental health area, whether it's how to identify a patient maybe when they're having low blood sugar and reacting, so that they can identify that as a possibility and react instead of making it a criminal reaction. There's a lot of different trainings that can go back and forth that help them to respond to a situation they may not have been trained for in the past. And then they can also help us to understand, how do we help educate the legal system so that if someone's mentally ill and calling 911 services frequently, they don't get a criminal charge against them. Instead, maybe it's that they need more mental health assistance. And how do we get them into the mental health program? So it's so hard for me to disconnect the two because they're so interwoven. You know, it's a really, truly bidirectional process for us to make those connections.
Yeah, but you have to start from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where are you starting? Besides the brown bag, do you have other programs that you draw inspiration from, or do you have ideas of where you'd like the program to go?
Yeah, we have lots of conversations. Currently, there's a lot of programs that we are focusing on in the Ennis neighborhood. We have a project around access that is a supported program through our two local hospitals, Memorial Medical Center and St. John's, and they fund community health workers. It is a community development program, and in that, we have been able to leverage and work with the police officers to identify homes that are abandoned, that maybe folks are being evicted from, that then we can move other individuals into those homes that are not having risky behaviors. So by working together with the police department, the neighborhood association, our community health workers were able to move folks into there that would otherwise have had difficulty getting housing, but that are stable enough to be an addition to a community that helps the community develop in a neighborhood fashion. So I think that's a wonderful example of a different way that you can partner with the police. We are currently partnering with the police for them to help retrain and certify their officers in crisis intervention by having some of our physicians and our providers being able to go in and do some sessions for the required trainings. And then we also are doing some different programs around potentially reaching out to the homeless and developing some new programs in that area. So I think there's just lots of opportunities. We see some communities that have really done this when we're looking at Wichita, Kansas, the Colorado area, Texas. You know, those are some states that are really doing some innovative approaches with relationships between healthcare and also the police.
What can someone that's interested in joining it, who should they contact or what steps should they take to become involved?
So, you know, the brown bags are open to anyone who would like to attend. We would love to have community members come and attend and ask questions about how these relationships can grow. Memorial Medical Center has sponsored first aid training, mental health first aid training, and we will be offering some programs for community members that can come to that. That is a great program. If you have someone who has struggling with a mental illness and needs assistance, it gives you some of the basic steps to follow through. And it's also a great training for folks that don't even know anyone they think has a mental health illness, but gives you good tools to help assist folks that may be struggling in that way. Also, you know, I always encourage everybody to ask questions of their family members so that they kind of know what's going on. And so have those crisis intervention numbers available, know when to call for help and how to call for that help. And then we always also recommend that if you are calling the police because there is some type of disturbance about with an individual and you know that they have a mental health illness, always ask for a CIT trained officer. That is a crisis intervention trained officer. And hopefully then someone who has been trained in how to handle mental health issues will be dispatched and will be able to show up to assist with that process.
Okay, so educate yourself first and then come to events like the Brown Bag.
Correct.
And
yes.
Everyone can build those connections and collaborations.
Yes, I'm really excited. And I think that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to address some of the needs in the community. And I look forward to future growth of these types of programs.
Great. Thanks so much for coming. And we'll see everyone listening on the 28th.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening to Sound and Query. For more information about the SIU Medical Library, its services and resources, or to learn about future events and podcasts, please visit our website at www.siumed.edu/lib.